from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I know we've talked a lot of sports today, which gives me 5 minutes to talk about this.
Uh-huh.
I had to do the kind of in-person, on-the-fly math yesterday that I think stymies most adults and damn near stymied me yesterday.
Okay.
So on the way home, yeah, I was driving, and right where that all that first bit of traffic hit, uh-huh, or the first bit of construction, where on 77 South, they take you so close to the actual divider that if you just mess with your wheel at all, you're going to be scraping the side of your car.
Uh-huh.
Whoever decided that's where the line should be, woefully wrong. I'm not here to tell you how to do your job, but please do better, sirs. Sorry, ODOT. I do, all of you do a great job,
yes,
except that one guy, Larry. I know it's a Larry. But there had been like a work truck in front of me, and they, uh-huh, kind of scooted off the side, and a bunch of crap came off. And about a mile or two down the road, just driving, got some tunes on, just enjoy, just vibing, living life. Just
sure.
Just a bro living the best bro life. I see my PSI, my tire pressure light come on.
Yeah.
And it goes, okay, three tires, 49, 39 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes 36. And I was like, oh, is it cold? You know, sometimes that happens. Is
sure.
It cold? Okay, interesting. And then it doesn't go off. I click back, click, do all the little tricks.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I look back and it was 34.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, okay. And then there's 33.
Uh-oh.
And so by the time I got to like Fairlawn, which is probably 15 minutes away from my house.
Yeah.
We were like 30.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, 30's respectable.
Yeah.
But we've now lost 10 pounds of pressure in my tire, mm-hmm, in probably 3 miles.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to do like the mileage. I'm trying to do like PSI,
uh-huh,
per minute. What am I losing? And I realized, and I think everybody has this, I was trying to figure out, is it better if I stop here,
uh-huh,
and see if I'm in danger of the tire blowing out? Like if it's a sidewall issue.
Right, right.
Or if it's like a nail. And I carefully did, because you're playing with your life there. If it's like literally the belt and your tire's coming out.
Yeah, it's not good.
You're gonna crash.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
Well, I decided if I stop,
uh-huh,
and because especially pulling over, whatever those little rivets are, or the divots are that,
yeah, uh-huh,
that's the sound that your car makes. Yeah, that was great, right? I kind of thought if I'm having an issue with my tire, it'd be the worst thing to hit.
Yeah.
So I just drove home.
Okay.
And here's the thing.
Did you make it?
I made it home.
Okay.
And I got home, and I did the thing that you're supposed to do, the very intense mechanic thing that you do, which is you run your hand,
yeah, that's
over
right,
the tire, and you're like,
do I feel anything?
Air? Not one nail.
Whoa.
Not two nails, but three nails.
Whoa.
And jutting out at different angles, the air was flowing in different direction. And so I did, because we were talking, and Vanessa's like, just put Fix-A-Flat in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's a truck.
Oh.
Like, Fix-A-Flat works,
uh-huh,
sometimes. But the smaller the tire is, the better rate of success that you have, because truck tires carry a lot of weight,
yes,
and require a lot of air, a lot of pressure.
Uh-huh.
So the next bit of next level math that we had to do was, do I just drive it down the road now and let it go flat there, or do I do the Fix-A-Flat,
uh-huh,
and do I just say, you know what, I'll deal with this in the morning? What do you think I did?
Well, there was another option there
that
just didn't even consider.
If it has changed the tire in a truck, you have no idea the hell that well, changing the tire in general is not great. But
change the tire and take the tire with you to the gas station.
Or
whatever it is that you go to in country land.
So especially country land. It's Wadsworth. It's a city.
Oh, okay.
We have like 10,000 less people than Medina. It's a real city, Chris. You should get outside of the proper Cleveland area occasionally.
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, though.
You know, that's fine. We don't want you. But no, so here's the thing with that.
Yeah.
One, that's not guaranteed to work, and then you still have to... If you take the tire off, because remember, you have to mount and balance it as well.
Yeah, I know.
So I'd still have to get the car over to the service area for them to then do all the other stuff to it.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, you could do that.
Yes, you could.
But it pretty much just means more work for you.
Right.
So I did the adult thing. For the first time in my life.
You did the fix a flat?
No, not at all.
No.
No, I said, we're going to let this go flat on their time, and where I'm going to drop my keys off in the box, and I'm going to worry about this tomorrow morning, but with this truck over there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. No, that's totally the better. You got to understand, I didn't walk out this morning and find my tire flat. When I went there to basically check in and get it in line, it was flat as hell. There was no, I'll tell you right now. Because of the three holes in that thing,
three holes.
There was not a shot in hell fix a flat was working.
Yeah.
But I made the right choice.
Did you get a new tire or did they just plug it? What'd they do?
Well, I bought four new tires.
Oh.
Because here's the other part they didn't tell you. My tires were cashed.
My tires. No wonder.
Yeah. So my truck has four-wheel drive. So when I took off in Wadsworth and it rained like a week ago, that we got the traction control light on trying to... And so
something different
I knew that I was going to need new tires. And I happen, Wadsworth has got a great like local spot there where you can trust the price that you get and they work quick and they work really hard. So I already, because I grew up in Wadsworth, I knew of their reputation.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to sweat like you do if you have to go to some place that you already know has a bad reputation. But yeah, they were like, well, we'll fix this tire. I'm like, no, you're gonna put four new ones on. I probably made their day. Because, like, usually they're trying to talk people into four tires, I was like, we're starting at four.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper. And people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Four tires.
Okay.
Let's see. Chris calling in here, probably not to talk about my tires. Chris, welcome to the show.
Well, I want to put a ribbon on this whole perfect game stuff, and I'm going to go completely absurd, but so... If Beyonce is not nominated for a CMA award, does that mean it wasn't a perfect album?
Chris?
Wait, you're
the naysayer on this one. Right, Chris,
what
give me an
happened?
Analogy again. A great Beyonce, This Ain't Texas, or whatever it's called.
I know. No, she was not nominated for a CMA award, the Country Music Awards.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean it wasn't a perfect album?
Mm. I mean, that's...
I like to laugh to everyone.
I don't really understand the comparison.
Why? It's, well, okay. So is it...
One things is like opinion-based. The other one is just like math.
Okay. Well, okay. So you don't know how to do analogies? You work in...
I gave you an analogy. The bowling one was perfect.
Yeah, well, okay, then Chris gave you a better analogy, and that's the one he's asking you for.
We agree to disagree on that.
I think you're ducking the conversation now. I think you know you took the L.
I have no idea how that's even apples to apples right there.
I mean, it seems
because she wasn't nominated for a CMA award?
Seemed pretty upfront to me, man.
Oh.
I mean, I can't. You're a pretty smart guy. I can't believe you're getting this. What do you do when you have a flat tire?
Me?
Yeah.
I change it.
Well,
you kidding me?
What do you do when the tire is going flat?
Oh, like, I pull over to the side of the road and I change it.
Oh, God.
You know how many tires I've changed in my life? Probably, like, people wouldn't expect this from me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't look the part.
Or talk the part.
Or talk the part.
Or sound the part.
Or listen the part. 65 in my life, probably.
60.
I had this Chevy Cavalier that I used to drive in high school / college.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, that thing just, like, attracted flat tires. And I was changing the tire. I was putting on the spare tire probably once a week on that car, no matter what I did.
So, you know, that we're just to a point in life where...
Well, this is a little bit different. We're in 2024.
Yeah, well, but we know now...
Yeah.
There's a convenience factor. You don't have to change the tire.
I know.
You just want to?
Well, I get a little bit worried.
Oh, so you live in your fears.
Well, I just pull over because I know I'm capable of fixing it.
I mean, you argued earlier in the show that if you continue to get bad performance from Deshaun Watson, eventually you just move on, give up. Like, if your car just continues to need new tires and blows out tires, maybe just
now this is a good analogy.
I did. I got a new car. I got a Pontiac G6.
Oh, it took 65 tires.
I traded in my Chevy Cavalier for a Pontiac G6.
I think the most
thank you very much.
I think the most Chris Fedor thing ever is flexing about having changed specifically 65 tires.
I estimated. Thank you very much.
Here's the thing.
But if
you
had changed a lot of tires, really good.
You wouldn't. Why?
Because it's a man thing.
It's the easiest thing in the world to do.
Not everybody can do it. Don't diminish my accomplishments.
I'm going to have to diminish your accomplishments. Keith, how many tires have you changed?
I've only actually had a flat tire like 3 or 4 times in my life. And I've swapped.
Probably called AAA.
No,
that's what you probably did there.
That I remember, I did call AAA.
Bougie Britain.
But the other one I switched.
Yeah. Look at that. Huh. And he said the right verbiage.
Yeah.
You switch the tire out. You don't fix the tire. You don't change the tire.
I didn't fix any tire.
You switch them out.
I took mine to Sunoco and had them plug the bad boy. And then I drove on that one for a while.
Did you say to them, I'm going to need you to plug this bad boy for me?
Chris became a regular. Let's just fix this enough to get through next week.
I basically said, I don't know what's wrong with this tire, but can you take a look at it?
So if you put the tire on the actual, like, wheel itself,
uh-huh,
more impressive. If you just changed it on the car, there's like 3 steps you got to follow, buddy. There's like 3 steps.
Well, I had to put it back on. That was that was impressive, wasn't it?
All right. So if Joey Cantillo took the tire off, he got the car up in the air, right? Because I don't want to use that phrase because now I'm afraid I'm going to butcher it. So he puts the car on the jack. Thank you. Didn't want that meeting after the show. Then he takes the tire off. He gets 3 of the 5 lug nuts back on. Forgets the other 2. Is it still an impressive tire changing or tire switching out situation?
Because he didn't go to completion.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.